How do you assess what these young players are going through this week?
Today we did our on-ice testing, so the assessment protocol consists of both off-ice and on-ice testing. A few days ago we did our off-ice testing, and then today was on-ice. So today we're looking primarily at their speed and speed endurance slash conditioning. So we did a few different tests that I think does a good job of assessing those criteria.
Management has talked a lot this week about how important the off-ice stuff is, just as well as on-ice. Can you give us a bit of an idea as to what you kind of guide these young guys with moving forward here now for the next couple of months, those that will come into training camp?
Yeah, I just really try to emphasize that the importance of off-ice conditioning, strengthening, and nutrition. I feel for the most part, players at this age have been playing their whole life. They've been playing hockey a long time, so their skill set on the ice has had a lot more time to develop than their abilities off the ice. And now that's the area where they're going to see the biggest improvement in their games if they're able to focus their attention towards their off-ice training.
So often with these young guys, it's about putting on weight and putting on the right kind of weight.
Right.
We hear over and over how hard that is. How hard is it in your mind?
It's very difficult. Every player, every athlete, every person has a different ability to gain muscle or gain lean mass, depending on their body type. So a lot of it's hereditary. And so for some guys, it's a real challenge. Some guys, if they already have bigger, thicker frames, it's going to be a little bit easier for them to put on the weight. If you get your prototypical tall, thin, skinny athlete, it's going to be a challenge for him to put on weight. What we do is we emphasize, you know, the good kind of weight. We want it to be lean muscle. I feel often that players get told that they need to put on weight just as a general term, and then they, you know, that can sometimes get confused, and they maybe put on bad weight just so they can get to a number so they can tell their coaches or management, hey, you know, I weigh this amount. But it's not necessarily the weight in terms of the number. It has a lot to do with the quality of the weight they put on as well.
So it's interesting, Josh Morrissey, he was just in here, he was right. Talking about last year, how he felt that he was too big, too cumbersome.
Right.
How do players avoid doing that, you know, just going for that number?
It's our responsibility to communicate that efficiently to them and make sure that they have a clear understanding of what we expect. I think he's a prime example of maybe someone in the past who has just thought, you know, that management or people want to see him at a certain weight, so he got the weight on any way he could. And ultimately, it wasn't in his best interest. It didn't help his performance. So we sat down with him. We explained what our expectations were and our desire for him to put on good, lean mass. And he's taken that advice. He's coming to camp in great shape, and he's seeing the results now.
So is that something you could see when he came into camp last year? Did you take a look at him and think, oh, this may not be work out the best for him?
Yeah, you can identify that pretty quickly. And, I saw him. I saw pretty quickly if that was the case, that it looked like he just tried to gain weight and maybe not the best kind of weight, but it's all learning experience, and he's taken our recommendations to heart, and he's in really good shape right now, and we're happy with where he's at.
Have you been working for this organization for more than a year, just more than a year now?
Yeah, about a year.
Can you quantify maybe in a general sort of way the progress you feel you and the organization has made in your field?
It's tough to quantify. I guess the ultimate the ultimate measure is the success of the team. I think us making the playoffs last year is obviously a lot of factors that come into account, but I like to think that our focus and diligence and off-ice nutrition and all those aspects have played a factor into our success last year.
How much do these kids know when they come in here, and how much do you actually have to get them forward and to a certain level?
So like many things, they're all at different kind of stages in their development. Some players, typically a lot of the college players, have had a lot of experience with the off-ice training. They have, they have structured programs that they've been working through. And then you have other players who may not necessarily have the greatest foundation in that regard. And so you need to spend extra time with them and, you know, lay down the foundation for them and the fundamentals and give them the ability to move forward.